feeling I'm all to blame. I should be ashamed to have hurt someone like you. You, baby, the things you've done for me, no other woman's done before. Your love for me was pure. Now I look back and see I could have handled things more fairly. Baby, please forgive me. Yeah.
You heard it before, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, yes I am. I just want you to know.
Hold on there.
Sorry.
Let me pull that tune back from the top. It's coming from the artist by the name of Asante Amen. Track's entitled I'm Sorry, and two fingers crossed I can say hello, Asante Amen.
Wagwan, dada, me there, man.
All right. Just checking you there, King. I'm just going to run this tune one more time. I'm sorry, then I'll link you and we'll talk about
it. Yo, me there, man. Just listening, you know what I mean? Broke up so nice.
All right, cool. First track of the evening from Asante Amen. Track's entitled I'm Sorry.
The pain you're feeling, I'm all to blame. I should be ashamed to have hurt someone like you. You, baby, the things you've done for me, no other woman's done before. You're pure. Now I look back and see I could have handled things more fairly. Baby, please forgive me.
Yeah. You heard it before, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I am.
I just want you to know I'm sorry.
Gave me your heart so freely. Body and soul completely, yet I never took the time to explore my heart and mind. No, no, I was caught up in my own aspirations. Never noticed real love and its true potential. But now my eyes have seen, and I'm ready now to. Wanted to say,
you heard it before, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I am.
I just want you to know I'm sorry.
Yes,
you heard it before, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I am.
I just want you to know I'm sorry.
Yes, bless up yourself, Asante Amen. Welcome to ReggaeSpace.com. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, my brother. Thank you for having I and I upon the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. I know you're a very busy man nowadays since your LP drop. You know, you're being pulled from here to there and doing interviews here and there. I know it must be very hard on you, you know, finding the time to get everything in.
Boy, you know, sir, I don't even check it as I work. I check it as, boy, it's a giving thanks. I don't mind it at all, because at the end of the day, as you know, Brother Yendis, we've been here for a little while doing your work and sticking to the message and to the truth. You know what I mean? We never really sell out upon the righteousness. So when we really see ones right now in this time, really can appreciate of the work that we have been doing and we continue to do.
Yes.
I find it a jive for every platform that I get to can speak of the work and see about it.
Yes, this track I'm playing now, I'm Sorry. It's a big thing. Not every man can say sorry, you know, when they make their slight indiscretions. True?
Very true. Very true, my brother.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's an ideal track for anybody, any guy out there, you know, who's been misbehaving and get caught. And, if you're finding it difficult to actually say it with words yourself, this is the ideal track to be playing, don't
And, you know, so that is one of the reasons why we wrote it. Because we know that sometimes, for we as men, it's not that we don't acknowledge our faults, but sometimes it really is hard to really say, baby girl, you know, me disrespect, you know, me sorry about that, let's work past it. A lot of pride and thing more time is involved in the thing. So if we can make it easier for we bridging them, you know, we think we should, you know.
Well, you're doing a grand service there for all the guys out there. I'm sure they appreciate this track. It's entitled I'm Sorry. It's coming from the latest, well, it's your debut album.
Actually, yes, it is.
That's right. And it's Over the Years and the Underground Project, right?
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
Now, I'm curious as to what constitutes an underground release. How you give it that name?
All right. I'm glad you asked that question still. This album, right? Okay. A little update for the Massive.
Yeah.
I have a song called Wipe Your Tears, you see?
Oh, yes.
That I did for a company called Nightlight Productions.
Okay.
And that song, now, as you know, I've been singing songs for years, you know what I mean? But that particular song got a certain amount of momentum, right, you know what I mean, worldwide, and it hit even certain charts in certain places, and we are saying, wow,
right,
we like that. But you find, say, with the energy that song was developing, and people now really getting to know more, or a lot more people beginning to know who Asante Amen is.
Yeah.
The reality was that many of the other songs that we feel so passionate about and we feel like Jah did really inspire us with the words and the messages, the ones would know or don't know.
Right.
So, while working on another album that we're looking to release next year, we did feel that it was prudent to put together a collection of some of the works that we feel truly represent who Asante Amen is and put it out, which is why it is for free for anybody to download and play as they choose. So, because we feel like, say, we want the people to follow the trajectory, follow the road, walk along the road with Asante Amen. So, we feel like we never really want people to pay for that.
Right.
So, from we gone that way, now free, we're not gonna distribution company for deal with it. My company, or we just farm a deal with it. We just get the blessings from all of the record companies that we worked with over the years in terms of the songs that we had gotten from a longer time too, because we had anticipations of an album from years before, because people have been asking for an album from years before.
Yeah.
So because we take it on this route now, where we are gonna deal with it. You know what I mean? When I'm a big distribution company, I work behind me, nothing. I just weep on my back. We actually say underground. You know what I mean?
Okay,
we deal with it from the ground up. We deal with it with the grassroots people, face to face, interfacing with the ones and just handing them this album and say, yo, listen to it now. If I'm going to love it, endorse it, and pass it on to another brother, another sister. Let's make the world know about this music, yeah.
Okay. A couple of questions come to my mind. Now, when you say we, mm-hmm. who you mean as we?
You know, say more time when I say we, you know, say me and the most I, right. I refer to still, because the most I is always with I.
Of course.
And I him give I the strength. So more time when I say we, especially within this context, is really the most I, because this album really came out of nothing. Selassie, I see, it's not like money to dip on the board for even do certain things, but Jah give with the vision and the thing, and we step on certain things and check certain bridging. So even in that now, upon a natural level now, I forgot big up people like my brethren Colin Porter, who did the photography and the album layout. Yeah. I mean, the man significantly reduced all the costs.
Okay.
So that thing, I could even have packaging to put along with the album.
Yes.
I have to big up my brethren Anthony Graham, because he did the mastering of the project again. Never have my big money to pay these guys, and these guys work for Queen Ifrika, VP Records, and these things. And I said to him, "Sir King, see the album, yeah, me beg you do this, spend a little time on it, and so that people, when the people get it, they can say, yeah, they like what they hear, and it look good and it sound good." And he did that for me. I have my brethren Andre Shreya from Shreya Designs that did the website,
right,
which is High Priest Records website that the people can check, which is the website that represents me and my other artist, Kira Roots.
Yes.
And these brethren, again, they just came. These people do their other professional businesses, and make the money from it, and me just get this vision from Jah, say, Santi, do this thing now. And I go to these brethren, and these brethren just said to me, say, yeah, man, Santi, you're a good youth, man. We do it for you, man. No watch nothing for you, son. Just give a little money, and no watch nothing, man.
Yeah.
Me not nothing like, as me say, I put this, give all praises unto the Almighty, because as me say, they really come out of nothing, and that's why we say, boy, it's like a gift to the world, even though a lot of the people in the world don't even know of I yet still, but we still give them the gift because just bring the message unto me and the vision to do it that way. So me just do it this way, you know.
Okay, I understand when you say underground now, because you're not using no big established distribution and publishers or anything like that. You figure it.
Yeah, you're not gonna have no barcode for no man come tell me, say, boy, I've made 2,000 sales or 10,000 sales. I just love the people. I make CDs every day and give them out, and you know, when you even check the online thing, I can get a little counter on the thing telling me that certain people download.
Right.
But I don't think it's really 100%. So the work's just out there, and we just ask people to just spread it like wildfire.
And it's like you're bringing everybody up to speed, you know, of where Asante Amen is right now, yes?
Yeah, because that is really it, you know. A lot of people will hear that song, and the song even... I'll give you a joke, too. The Wipe Your Tears song... I have some brethren from even deep Europe and other places that play me. But those stations are like hardcore reggae stations.
Yeah.
And I sent them the song. And them tell me the honest truth. Santi, you know, so we love that tune, but it not fit the reggae format. And the reason why it didn't is because it had such an R&B kind of flavor to it.
Right.
So you find, say, with people who love R&B more, and I was getting a lot of plays and more world music stations and R&B stations, and I was getting featured on R&B charts. Sometimes if you don't make the people know right away, say, yeah, I can't do R&B, you know, but I reggae the thing there still.
Okay.
You know, you will get boxed in a box like it's an R&B singer. Right, I never want that.
Yes, I see. Well, you mentioned the tune, and you mentioned it several times, and it's a big tune because it's making your name known worldwide now, so we might as well play this one now. I did plan to play it a little later, but, you know, we go with the flow. So, our listeners, yes, just big them up. Right now, all those who are locked in right now, it's Yendis talking to Asante Amen live on reggaespace.com. Cologne Massive is here, big up Dags every time, E56, Empress T, Freds, big up Gaza Shalom, Yard Rhythm is here, big up yourself, Yard Rhythm, Sonia 58, Selecta Rote, Breadfruit, big up Red Lion, Promoters, of course, doing the work in the shout box, Lioness of Judah, Linford Nugent, Lady Coops, big up Kadreen and Janetta, Higher Purse, of course, we just done run your tune. Let's hear from Asante Amen, big tune right about now, Wipe Your Tears.
Can I be the one to hold your hand? Take you across the sea? Let me know, please. Cause I wanna be the one to heal. Do you feel me?
There's no denying how you make me feel. How wanting you fills my mind. I wanna hold you. Just like the hands of time. Oh,
never say
that love ain't out there for you.
All it takes is time.
Let me be the one you give your heart to. Let me be the one to wipe your tears away.
Why, you can feel the R&B flavor in the tune.
Take you across the sea. Let me know, please. Cause I want to be the one to you. Do you feel me?
There's no denying how you make me feel. How wanting you fills my mind.
I want to hold.
just like the hands of time. Oh,
never say
that love ain't out there for you.
All it takes is time. Let me be
the one you give your heart to. Let me be
Asante, I can understand why the R&B Massive want to claim you as their own.
Yeah, man, a serious thing, my brother. A serious thing, man. You know, and we're really grateful again too, because as we are saying, you know, we have sounds in us. We have music. I really don't try to dictate how a song should come out. You know, you listen to something,
yeah,
and whatever it says to you is what I think an artist should be genuine in presenting,
yes,
to the world what the music is in fact saying to you. So when I got that song, got that rhythm, within moments the melody started to come on. I said, yeah, yes, I like it. That's and then we just kind of meditate now upon directly what I wanted to say, because I believe fundamentally in word, sound and power. Yes. So many in the foolishness when it comes to lyrics, because the people must have something substantial at all times.
Yes, yes, you know. Yes. Well, it's a great song. I notice on the LP that, you know, you have a blend of the tracks for the ladies and some conscious tracks as well.
Mm-hmm, definitely, because again, we want to speak to everyone, you know what I mean? And if you even check, when we even write love songs, again, it's not just baby I love you and a long time me and you for day and them kind of tune there.
Right.
Even within Wipe Your Tears, as you say, I want to be the one with who you pray with, you know what I mean? We're putting Jah in the midst of everything.
Right.
On the album, we have Royal, we have My Empress, My African Empress. You're like rubies and precious stones to me. I want to make sure that the Empress them know that they are royalty within this time, no matter how some virgins want to style them in this time.
Yeah.
Empress them are royalty, so them to live up to them royal status, you know? So we believe in the divinity and the righteousness of every flesh.
Yes, yes. Well, I notice you say that you're making your material available free. Is there any particular reason for that? I understand that you want to bring people up to speed to where you're right now. But is there a strategy, mm-hmm, behind that? Is there, you know, something that you have in your mind that you're working through or what?
You know, the main reason behind this album being free is that we are hope by making this leap of faith that ones won't feel inhibited or prohibited to receive the message because of a pay barrier. We would have hope say when them listen to this album and them listen to the 16 tracks on this album, they will feel sufficiently confident in Asante and the artist and the caliber of music that he produces or he lends his talent to, that when next year comes, for example, now, and my record label, which is High Priest Records, starts to put out material for itself now, because we're going independent on that level, while still working with other companies, of course, but pushing out our energy to the fullest.
Yes.
People will say, yeah, to pay 99 cents for a song from Asante Men and High Priest Records, it worth it, because yeah, we know what kind of music this virgin brings to the
yes,
table.
Yes, yes. because I have to say the LP, it's very professional. You know, the quality of the sound and the production sounds very, very good. You have some good people working with you.
Yeah, and I want to say I have to big up every producer that is on that track, because you're talking about Yogi from Fury Music. People know him now as Courtney John. We're talking about Gibby from High Voltage Records.
Yeah.
We're talking about Brother Zed from Lava Ground, who manages Iwane. We're talking about Diavolan Ferran from Builders Music, who is my lifetime friend in the music and producer, and will be on almost every possible track or album that I could put together, because we have such a brotherly vibe, you know. We have visitations from bridges in Europe, such as Brother Klando from Dancehall Hooligans, you know. We also have to big up the Virgin who produced the song called I'm Sorry, which is Ambassador's musical ambassador family, Brother Trevor Elliott. Enough respect to him.
Yes, yes. Well,
yeah, man. So we have to give enough thanks. Have to big up our Lion Power Productions, who did boss My Virgin, the Warrior King. Oh. They are on the album as well with Not For Sale. So, you know, I mean, it's just a fullness, you know. It's a family vibe, and we just feel like, you know, as family, we want to extend it to the wider family, which is the world, you know.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Well, you mentioned that you know, you've been doing work for a while now. I'm just interested now to go back to the beginnings, your beginnings.
Yeah, man.
Because
true.
I know, say, you did love music from when you're small, don't?
Yes, man. All right. I can honestly say that I fell in love with music from like 4 or 5 years old. And I mean, my mother gave me the recount of me at the TV. Like, I guess many youths anyway, you know, you see people on TV doing them things on TV, and
yeah,
you kind of connect with it.
Yeah.
But my exposure to the music now wasn't reggae. It was actually gospel and R&B.
Okay.
So in all honesty, that is my root. My root wasn't reggae. You know, so Bob Marley, I couldn't say, like many artists say, that Bob Marley was an inspiration, because Bob Marley wasn't an inspiration to I.
Right.
I saw Bob Marley on TV. He was one of the artists I saw on TV from as little as 4 years old.
Yeah.
But it never connected me.
Okay.
Reggae music really and truly reached my brainwave when Garnet Silk Bus.
Ah.
And there was something different about the brother there, and I up to now I don't see it yet neither.
No, it's true.
Probably people who didn't know Bob Marley can speak of that cosmic connection with Bob. I born little before Bob dead, so I never get to appreciate that.
Right, right.
But
right.
In 1991, a little virgin I sing, Onward Christian,
yes,
soldiers. That virgin there win me heart from Deso.
And it's amazing. I don't know what it is. I guess it must be something in the voice or the delivery that just touch people's heart, don't?
Yes, man. Me, I tell you, it's unexplainable. But there, boy, that brother there, Jano, I miss him every day.
Yeah.
Jesse, I know. And I must tell you to Brother Yendis, that is another reason, you see, why even though this musical game is so hard and, you know, the traveling tough, because anybody who know the life of a musician and even like, you know, enough man hear this album and say, Santi, you're mad, you give it for free, you're supposed to charge money. But the struggle is so hard for I and I as musicians. But that brother there, and people like him, Rastas like him, Christians like him, Muslims like him, spiritual people like him,
yeah,
is the reason why I and I continue with this work, because I honestly and genuinely believe that I am doing the Almighty's work.
Yes, yes.
So I feel like, say, to me, if you receive any monetary benefit or anything out of it, you must first test the fruit, put that lot upon the water, and after many days, your blessing shall return.
Right.
I honestly believe that. So this album is my lot.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I understand that. That's cool. So is it people like Garnet Silk that really inspire you to try your hand at singing when you were small, you know?
Well, Garnet was the inspiration for me to do reggae music.
Right.
But if we're talking about music generally now, Peebo Bryson, Chicago, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston.
Right.
Boyz II Men especially. I sang a whole heap of Boyz II Men back in the day.
Okay.
Shy. All of those kind of groups. Because I grew up, like I said, R. Kelly. That's what I used to do. I used to go to all of the barbecues, all of the fets, all of the parties, and sing R&B all day, every day.
Okay.
And gospels as well. But it wasn't until I was about 12, 13 that I interfaced with reggae and Rastafari, and it changed my life.
So you did singing choir and thing. Many artists originating singing in the choir. You did that?
Yeah, well, no one said that, you know. Actually, I did sing in church, but I refused going on the choir.
Really? Okay. Why? Why not?
Because one of the things with my grandfather was a former bishop or head of a church, and in the church that I grew up in with him in the last part, he was an elder in that church. My grandmother is still a missionary in that church, and for me to be on the choir, you'd have to be baptized.
Oh.
So when it was put to me that you have so much talent and you can sing and you know the word and all of these things, and it was put to me that I should be baptized because they wanted me to be on the choir.
Yeah.
I was not sufficiently convinced at that time that that was a particular spiritual road that I wanted to trod.
Okay.
So I made a decision against that. So from I didn't join the fold, it couldn't be on the choir.
Right, okay. So it was when you were more mature that you made your choice in terms of your faith.
Yeah, well, in a way, I think I became more confident in the choice. But funnily enough, as I said, I wasn't totally comfortable with the Christian vibe in its fullness at the time.
Yeah.
And then in and around the time, they were asking me now to make a commitment, because of where I had reached and I had grown up in the church, obviously. Mm. It was at that time that I came into connection with Rastafari.
Right.
So it was now that I began to realize that there was more options in the world, because I was never taught that. I thought it was Christianity alone. I never know about nothing about Muslim or Rasta or Sikhs. I never know about these things.
This is it.
But Rasta opened the door to I and I. So when them put it to me, I said, no, I couldn't just do that. So can't do that.
It's so many people that just simply adopt the religion of their parents, and without question and not really exploring what else is out there, just following on in a sort of hereditary way instead of really considering what else it is and which one they really have an affinity to. People tend to just go with what their father was.
Yes, and I didn't want to do that, my brother. Didn't want to do that, because one thing, you know, I think everyone should really and truly serve the Almighty in spirit and in truth. But you can't do that unless you're totally convinced or the conviction is there that what you're doing is right.
Yes.
And I have to feel that. And until Rastafari gave me the opportunity to interface with reality on a different level, and make me explore and seek a righteousness on my own that I genuinely feel liberated as a spiritual being and felt really convinced to serve the Almighty.
Right. That's cool. I'm aware that when you were younger, you were spent some time in harmony groups, yes?
Yeah, man. True.
So was that two or three guys come together and singing harmony, tracks? How did that go?
Okay, it was a quartet, you know. I always try to strike for the quartets.
Okay.
So you know songs like "Let's Go Wait Till the Water Runs Dry." So I would sing second tenor in groups like that, and we have the bass, and we have the first tenor, and we have the baritone, and we would really rehearse all of these kind of songs that had four part or three part harmonies.
Yeah.
And we even entered a competition in Jamaica. We have a competition called the Tasty Talent Competition.
Yeah.
And we entered that, and we reached quarterfinals. Oh. You know, So the group was good, and it was a way for me to do music and get around my shyness, because I was very shy.
Oh, really?
As a youth growing up, you know.
That's interesting how people who are shy when they're young end up being performers.
Yeah, but I tell you, because I love the singing, but I didn't know how to really go up on the stage, me by myself.
Right.
Talk about me going to sing. It did kind of look kind of strange.
Oh, right.
Very intimidating, you know.
Yes. But you get over that in time, don't?
Yeah, because you see, in the group, because again, I never wanted to leave the group. was in the group and we did it, and then when it looked like things are really gonna happen for us now, music wise, my find say one of the brethren them start going with a little ism in the group and divide coming at the group just as we now get the bus.
Right.
And you know, when we look into that, man, I say this is foolishness. Can't I work so hard for this and the man them, when the time come now, the man them start turn idiot for me. So for me, look into it and say to myself, anyway, we singing a bag of R&B songs and songs, and some songs that me genuinely never really want to sing still to the fullness anymore.
Right.
We kind of did have my own meditation now, and Rastafari and reggae music
yeah.
was real to me now at this point in my life. So when this final group, because I was in about three groups, when this last group broke up, me said to myself, say, may I just deal with this thing? May I go try to confront my fears and just deal with this thing straight?
Right.
So in 2002, the first single that I ever released called Rastafari's Love was released, and that led me to start doing some shows overseas, and I never looked back since.
Okay. And that's your first release was Rastafari's Love.
Yeah, man. And your first release is Rastafari's Love on a one drop music label.
So you don't want, you don't mind we listen a little bit from that?
No, man, that cool. That is more the history.
Yes, yes.
Rastafari.
Three things in the name of his imperial majesty.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Rastafari's love, horizon, greatest thing I've owned. Do you believe me? Rastafari. So many different denominations, and we find ourselves buried in deep confusion. But it was Jah's light, it was Ra's light that showed me the way. It is He, it is it that I pray.
Well, you see, I had to ask you before I play, because, you know, I guess a lot of artists, you know, their early material is whilst they're developing, and, you know, they more want to concentrate on their more recent material that they might feel is, you know, a little bit more developed, you see me?
Yeah, well, all right, you know, even that song, you know, is a song where we still are going to re-release still, you know, said way, because there's actually a version before that version that you have now that was the first release, where when I listen forward to it, never really sweet me still.
Right.
But one thing that you can't deny in the songs them, whether and that is why I feel like it's so important for artists to know what they're writing when they're writing the songs that they're writing. No matter how the songs, some of my songs, I might look back at it and say, boy, Jano, you know, the song could have did better still, or you know what I mean, could have spent more time.
Yeah.
The message is undeniable in the music.
That's right. That's what I pick up, because you mentioned how you take up Rastafari, and it's only right that your first release reflects that.
Yes, I. And I feel like I want shouldn't be ashamed of where they're coming from, because, again, which is why this album to me was so important. A lot of the works on that album, I rate them, and I'm glad that the ones that are hearing it, and the I especially, hear the works and love the works.
Yes, man.
Where I am now as a musician, performer, spiritual being, I could always say, boy, right now I could do all of those songs 100 times better.
Yeah.
But we have, at the same time, we need the people to know, see the road there, and then they can follow me and say, yo, Asantia, cha. No. Yeah, I want fans like how I mean I'm for example, I am a fan of Mariah Carey. I was and still am a fan of Tupac Shakur.
Right.
I am and still a fan of Garnet Silk.
Yes.
And I know from when Garnet Silk start, and I go back and go find all of Garnet Silk, old song them.
Yes.
So that I know where he is coming from.
Yes.
So
yes,
I could see the growth. When Garnet Silk bust, for many people, you know, them only know Garnet Silk from the tune there, Zion in a Vision and them tunes.
Yes.
I know Garnet from when Garnet was Bimbo.
Yes. That's
and Garnet a DJ.
That's right, yes.
You know what I mean? And you can appreciate the changes. Because I think you genuinely love an artist and support the artist. They so, me is one of the youth them as an artist. That even if I'm not working on a stage show, I will go to a stage show and go early. Because you see the young artists them,
yeah,
we have to encourage them. So
right,
me now go wait for the big artist them 2, 3 o'clock in the morning for go a stage show.
I
me want to go for 9 o'clock. Me want to say, who a boss now?
Yes. All right, cool. Now, when I heard this next track, this is another one off your album, I was in mind of the fact that it's available free. And the track's entitled Make Me Rich, and it's talking about, you know, even if this don't make me rich, if you know, you're still gonna chant your message and go on same way. You see me? You see how I met the link there?
Yes, I receive it.
All right. Big respects to all
love
those.
Love that. I love that too.
All those who are listening right now.
I want to tell you personally still.
Yeah.
Personally still, that's my song on the album still, you know, personally.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, ma'am. I love that tune differently.
Well, I love it same way as well. That's why it's one of the few that I did choose to play tonight. So I'm going to run that one now. I'm going to big up everyone who's listening in right now. You're in tune with Yandis talking to Asante Amen live on reggaespace.com. And if you have any questions as a listener, and anybody on the website who want to put anything in terms of questions in the shout box, if I spot it, I will put it to the great man while we're here live on air.
He that planted his roots by the rivers of water shall bear fruit in due season. Almighty Jah Rastafari sons. Hey, Jah alone me praise. Me no praise man, cause the human flesh is prone to corruption. So me no care if this no make me rich. A righteousness man not deal with. Me no care if me no turn in a star. Rastafari overall. Me no care if this no make me rich.
You see where I'm coming from. I feel the lyrics in this tune, man. You know, we was talking to an artist the other week, and he was saying that, you know, if you want to be rich, you wouldn't choose reggae as your vehicle. You would choose something else, some pop or mainstream. So people who choose reggae, they're doing it for the love of reggae music, don't?
Yeah, man, from the heart, man. And especially for those who feel like them have a message to send. Truth, you know what I mean? It especially more humbling, you know?
Yeah.
He that planted his roots by the rivers of water shall bear fruit in due season. Almighty Jah Rastafari sons. Righteousness man not deal with. I mean no care if me no turn in the star. Rastafari overall. Me no care if this no make me rich. A righteousness man not deal with. I mean no care if me no turn in the star. Rastafari overall. Before you asking for prosperity and fulfillment of my heart's desires, oh Lord, and your commandments. For some of them who I do your work.
Changes that put all them ego first. So I think it's time you put new lions on the front line. So me no care if it's not making me rich. A righteousness man I deal with, eh? I mean no care if me not turning a star. Rastafari overall, yes. Me no care if this not make me rich. A righteousness man I deal with, hey. I mean no care if me not turning a star. Rastafari overall, hey. Hey, me want to put them on the back of me feet. Show them that the power of that is real. Cause them soft like water. Them no have no powers, no. Feed them root, not get no rain water. So them no have no fruit.
Judgment!
No, them no I find. Coming like some well-dressed wine. Me no care if it's not making me rich. A righteousness man not deal with.
Yes, this tune say, follow your conviction, no matter if the masses don't appreciate it. If you follow your conviction, you must reach your goal. So it go, Asante.
Yeah, man. Same so it go, man. Same so it go.
Well, as we've been speaking here, some of our listeners have been visiting your website and downloading your LP. Big up Higher Purse. He just hit me up and tell me, say he's been to the site and he's downloaded and he's adding another one to your little counter on your site there, King.
Give thanks, Higher Purse. It's all right. You see, Higher Purse, now that bridging is a bridging for life, too, you know, because actually the album that you mentioned earlier, the Challenge Rhythm, we on that album too.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
And he's a big songwriter. Tiny call me and say, Santa, me need to come bless up the album, you know, King, and for come bless it up for him, and we know we have more work to do together too. So big up yourself, Higher Purse.
Yes, yes, enough respects, Higher Purse, big up yourself. And larger part of those who are locked in right now, we're in tune with Reggae Space. Yendi's talking to Asante Amen. And I know many people will know that I'm based here in the UK. I'm aware that you spent some time here in England. Is that right?
Yeah, man, that is right. That is right as well. I was there for about 2 years, about between 2003 to the end of 2004, 2005.
Okay, because I know you're a learned man. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Give thanks. We follow the teachings of His Imperial Majesty. And in order to help your nation, you must become equipped with the tools by which you can help them. And not all of us can be musicians and singers and players of instruments. The Almighty's Zion requires a bit more. So we went to school and acquired a degree in psychology. You know, and we're actually hoping to still refine that more into counseling.
Oh, okay.
So that we can actually help I and I people on that level, you know?
Right, right. So right now you spend some time at university here in the UK, in England.
Yeah, man.
And you're still lecturing in Jamaica now?
No, I haven't lectured for a few years, but I do research work. So I still work at the University of the West Indies,
yes.
Same way, doing some research work for what we call the Jamaican Language Unit.
Okay.
And that unit is really all about promoting patois,
right.
Which is cool.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, yeah, but so they do a lot of presentations. They have a lot to do with the Bible being presently translated into patois.
Okay.
So they do a lot of that kind of work, just trying to make sure that, and also to prevent from a legal standpoint or from a legislative standpoint, discrimination on the basis of language.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So a lot of people want to use them intelligence and them education over the regular man, because the regular man can't speak the Queen's English, quote
right,
unquote.
Right, right.
We try to push forward at the legislative level that they include a clause that represents that the poor man's language should not be discriminated upon. Him though have to speak the Queen's language in order to be respected by the system.
Ah, that's really interesting. Yes, never really considered that. But I'm based over here in the UK, and you know, it's pretty much English up and down the country. Although you do have accents, and people do judge people by their accent in this country, so I can understand what you're saying. How people whose first language, let me say, is Patois, they may be looked down upon by those who have the Queen's English good and proper. You see me?
Natural. And we see it every day. And it happens a lot, like even in the court system. Right. And funnily enough, the law that we are trying to ask our Jamaican Parliament to pass into the Bill of Charter of Rights, the parallels can be seen in other Caribbean islands.
Right.
But let's just keep it locally upon a Jamaican basis. A Jamaican man that got all of England now, are they America, are there some other foreign country that don't understand Patois, might misinterpret what the person is giving into submission as evidence. And somebody can be prosecuted and wrongly locked up because the system and those who are listening don't understand what the Virgin is really saying, because he can't speak the British version of English for them to fully appreciate his point of view.
Yes. Well, that's a really interesting aspect, but I want to turn it in a different way now, because within the music now, what do you feel about you know, artists who communicate through their music but using Patois? Because, you know, as you say, you know, within Jamaica most people will understand Patois, but when you come outside the island now, especially in Europe, there's far fewer people who will understand. And you know, if you're looking to engage people, if you're looking to sell units, there's an issue about which language you use when you're making your music. You understand?
Yeah, man, I understand. I think I divided on that, you know, because I think with music, I think artists should make songs both ways, actually.
Yeah.
I think the music from Jamaica should be by and large distinctly Jamaican.
Yeah.
So those who want to understand the music or what we're saying should take the time to understand the culture, since them like the music so much.
Right.
But at the reverse end of it, we as artists must also consider that not all of the songs that we sing should necessarily have that overly heavy Jamaican lingua in it.
Yeah.
So that someone can appreciate a song that is clear ABC, like how Dennis Brown and Ken Booth them used to sing it.
Yes, yes.
Got them on the chat patter, but when you listen to their songs, honey, you gave new meaning to my life.
Yeah.
You understand exactly what Dennis Brown is saying, and it's universal.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, so I think we need to make songs that speak directly to the Jamaican populace, and for those who can extend their consciousness as far as to appreciate our Jamaican patois, but also make songs that are universally acceptable.
Yes. Because there's another aspect to it you might want to consider, because you know, there was a time when reggae music primarily came from the island of Jamaica, but now it's a worldwide thing. You know, it's been made in places where people's first language isn't Jamaican, isn't English, but is German or Spanish or Italian or whatever. And so, you know, they won't be necessarily using patois, although some of them, you know, acquire that language and use it in their music. But
I was just about to say that to you, that even right now, one of my good friends, Rastawelde, an Italian,
yes,
bad DJ, and a patwa, the man chatted in a
right, yes, that's right. But the other aspect I was looking at is that, you know, to engage with their local communities, say in Italy or Spain or Germany, they may use German or Italian on a reggae music, a reggae rhythm, you know, in a reggae phrasing, to engage with their local populace, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I think. And that's what should really, really and truly happen. The Italian man, the Hawaiian man, the Russian man, the African man that is utilizing reggae music should make music for his domestic market first and foremost, because that's how you live, and that's how you have to interact every day.
Yeah.
But also, you as an artist must expect that you want your message to spread to the four corners of the earth.
That's right.
So yeah. Also, you have to make songs that people, no matter where they are, can understand what you're dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's it. That's really interesting. The issue of language and reggae music, the issue of language in within communities as well. I want to play some more music now. There's a track here, Foundation, old Dennis Brown tune, I do believe. Is that right?
That is right. Well, that is right.
You put your stamp on it, and why, it's so nice to me, King.
Give tags, fire. Give tags.
Whoa, yes, yes. Ooh. Whoa, 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 whoa. I've got to get myself together. Yes, can't afford to let my faith go. You know. Whenever your sun comes shining and your children are all smiling, no one isn't dying. My people are crying. We are living in the love of the Father, living in the arms of the Almighty, yeah. Living in the love of the Father and living in the arms of the Almighty, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Of destruction will never be. Oh no, not unto the wise man who will see. Yet a fool did all. Here comes later, he stumbles and falls. He goes down for a reason. Jack is giving him a beaten to the foundation. He'll have to go down. Chant him down to the foundation. You have to go down to the foundation. Whoa, whoa.
Yes, man, that's a big tune, a big tune. Big of Cologne, Massive, rocking along, and Gaza, Shalom, give it a boom. Well, it must be hard to take a very well-known track and put your individual stamp on it, but you succeeded with this one, Asante.
Boy, give thanks for family. That's all I can say. Give thanks for that.
No, yeah, because it's a popular song. Everybody knows the tune and, you know, the phrasing and the delivery that Dennis give it. But you managed to give it a twist, you know, and make it your own. You see me? Did you find that difficult to do?
You know, the funny thing about this, yeah, this, I tell you, say right now, if me give you the history behind every song on the album, you're probably going to have another program for do it.
Okay.
But you see this Dennis Brown song? It's not that I go to the studio for go singing, you
know. Oh.
I went to the studio. Them times I was with Gumshan Productions. Big up Gumshan Productions anyway there. I did that song also for a label called Street Kid Productions. Street Kid Music. So big up my brother, Norman, and Street Music straightforward. They had this rhythm. They were voicing everybody upon it, you know what I mean? And I went there, I had written my song called Silver and Gold for the rhythm.
Okay.
Went there, voiced my song, and everybody dropping their songs on the rhythm. But more time, you're there at the studio, you don't really want to go home, you know what I mean? You just want to enjoy the vibe with the artists, them while do them thing. And I sit down at the corner of the studio, listening to everybody as they went in to voice their song on the rhythm.
Yeah.
And while I was there sitting down in the corner, the more I listened to the rhythm, it's the more I just start hear this Dennis Brown. I mean, I say, oh, did you know that Dennis Brown could have fit on the rhythm, you know?
Of course.
But me, I say it to myself, and me, I hum it to myself. But then the producer now, Brother Norman, passed me now while he was going out the door and say, hey, singer, where you do this? Dennis Brown, you sing? And I say, you know, King, you know, can I hear it from the rhythm? Man, say, sing it again. And I tell you the truth, you know, the man stopped the session, you know. And him listen to me and sing it from the rhythm. And I say, yo, Santiago Vice, this right now.
Wow.
He in the studio make him. And I tell you, say, we'll drop it. I think it was like one take.
Right.
The girl, the gin came in a couple days later, which is Sister Brady. Big up Sister Brady every time. She come in, she hear it, and she say, wow, Santi, this is a tough remake of the Dennis Brown. I say, okay, give thanks. If you say so still, because you're an accomplished singer, if you can say that at the time. And she just put that Hispanic without a doubt, you know?
Okay, okay. Well,
the so that is how the song will come up.
Well, the final product is extra good, you know. It's a challenge to do, and you managed to succeed with it. If you were to ask me, a hand on heart, I would say yes. Yes, a foundation, a Santiamen. I mean, yes, I'm sure a lot of people in the shoutbox there will agree with me as well. Well done, well done.
And I gotta tell you too that a lot of people still have heard, and they really... they are surprised and impressed with the remake of the Dennis Brown, and I feel good because, as you know, the song is also on a big rhythm called the General Penitentiary.
Oh, right.
So because other song there, Penitentiary, what John Holt did sing, you know.
Right.
Other rhythm there, you know. So to even put it on a classic, put a classic artist on a classic rhythm, and it come off.
Yeah. So you mentioned this particular story behind this track. It leads me into my next question. I'm looking at your career highlights. And you know, you've been in the industry for a little while now, and I'm wondering the career highlights in terms of performances, you know, live performances, but also in terms of, you know, the work you're doing in studio, the collaborations you do. What would you point to and say, well, you know, I really get a good vibe from this, or I really enjoyed my time doing that, whatever.
Okay, probably there are a couple, but one of them that stands out is when I went to the Irie Jamboree show, which is a big reggae festival. Well, it's not even really reggae as such; it's really like a dancehall festival, but reggae acts are on it. But it's a big show in the tri-state area of New York.
Okay.
For that whole Caribbean and Jamaican massive. I mean, it brings upwards of like 8, probably 9, 10,000 people.
Wow.
To the venue for the one day, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was fortunate to get on that show, because I had another show to do in New York. And, you know, I kind of didn't know a couple of the bridge in them, and I kind of asked him, said, boy, would you put me on the show? And he said, well, if you can get here, you can get on the show.
Okay.
So me take the offer and then put me on the bill. I did the show, and I'm telling you, for looking to stand up in front of them thousands of people away, probably before never know me.
Yeah.
And also knowing that show was a show that was more geared towards
dancehall.
Or was to me was more like a dancehall show then.
Yeah.
I mean, got it. Nobody know me from Adams more than so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, go sing my tune them. And when I finish perform down to the producer them and the MC for the show came and hugged me and said, yo, my youth, you're rough.
Yes.
It was a highlight for me.
I can understand that, how that would feel. But
yeah,
you know, there's something about your show, what you give them, that sweet them, you know. And I would point to your voice. Your voice is kind of distinctive, and it don't need no voice encoder, you know, them auto-tune thing, you know.
Yeah, them thing that kill me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use it. I mean, if it's used the way it ought to be used, you know what I mean? Sometimes an artist can probably fall down on a note because we are human beings.
Yeah.
And you use those things to auto-tuning the artist back on a note, because probably the artist can't come back to re-sing the tune.
Yes.
So you use those things to touch up songs.
I see.
But we have kind of used these kind of devices now to add a different dimension to the vibe.
Yeah.
And so what it does for the audience is that when them go to this show now, where this artist that they've fallen in love with because of a particular song is billed for, and you come to see this artist work this song that you love, and you're listening to the artist that you know doesn't sound like that.
Yeah,
you're doing a disservice to the public.
That's right. Yes, I do wonder. You know these who made. There's an artist that major on the use of these electronic voice enhancers. I'm wondering how they manage when they're doing live shows. You know, because the audience they must be can hear the difference. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I want to tell you some of them. Even one of my good brethrens who kind of the boss using that kind of sound, even a bad DJ, but a lot of his voice was put on that. Yeah. Had it put on his voice a lot. He has definitely, it's probably made him step up to the challenge and grow vocally too, because he has expanded, you know. But it hasn't worked for all the artists then. That's one. And two, there's a certain level of discipline that needs to come with being an artist. Yeah. Even I myself should do more. Even though I sing every day, yeah, I think I need to, because you need to have certain strength.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, because it's important. You know what I mean? Meditation, I meditate a lot. I try to eat right and I sing a lot. But sometimes I can put in a little bit more of the exercise,
yeah,
to make sure I'm completely fit. So artists where things put in their voice need to know, say, if you honestly, when you sing back to yourself, not so and so, you better try damn hard to try work on that,
yeah,
or beg them do.
Yeah.
Don't put that thing on my voice, because me no want to flap amigo pan.
That's right, that's right. All right, what about in terms of working and collaborations and things? Any particular highlights you can draw point to there?
Well, you know, I give thanks for all the collaborations I have had thus far with all of the artists them. I mean, enough love to Loot and Fire. That was a mystic way that came together. You know, a brethren, and rest his soul now, because he has trotted on to the next level in life. He been putting out, and him say, Santi, yo, I'm going up on the rhythm. And he asked me, who would I like to collaborate with? Before I could have finished answering the question, the man said, what is about Loot and Fire? And I say, yeah, of course. Within no time, him call him, the brethren come, we work well. I laid down my part, Loot and Fire listened to it, and he dropped his part, and I got this song called No Afraid.
Yeah.
It was great. Singing Vernon is a good brethren of mine, with Par More Time and I being together. Him put on that rhythm, me start sing the hook right away, you know what I mean, Africa Unite,
yeah,
and him find theme verse, then we went to the studio right away, we just lay it down. Thunder again from the Cape Town camp is another bridge in of mine where we are meds. I was again, Gibby from High Voltage Productions approached me with the project and said, singer, I was gonna give this song to Jimmy Cliff to sing.
Oh.
But I'm feeling your vocals on it. And I'm saying, are you serious? Yeah, man, sing it at me here. Sang the song. Him said, okay, now we need a DJ. So I thought about it and I said, probably might not can get Cable Town, but Cable Town cousin bad still, which is Jah Thunder.
Oh.
Call Thunder. Thunder came. His part, we got more fire. So I give thanks to all of the collab with them, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
hope that I can work with more artists too in the future, you know.
You have anybody in mind you want to approach, or you're looking to link up with?
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, say, me and Luciana for do something from 19 no long, so I'm hoping that when Luciana gets off tour this time around, we'll be able to actually do this song that we should have done for how long.
I can feel that right now. Just the you name, the two voices, they will complement each other perfectly, if you ask me.
Yeah, man. Can me write for Luciana? Me write songs for Lucy.
Is it?
I'm in a studio and I arrange song with Lucy, and Lucy in a studio with me and help me with songs. It's just funny that we haven't done a track yet, you know?
Right.
Okay. And I said to him that, yo, Virgin, this, we need to. Because more time, when things were a little bit different, in terms that he used to live closer to me at the time.
Yeah.
Me used to up by me, and we used to just sing notes together, and people used to just love how we blended the harmonies together. We have that kind of natural vibe.
That's what
but
I'm thinking.
But as we said, we don't put it on wax yet, but we can tell you, when we put it on wax, it's like a different.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. So anytime that make something you're featuring your two voices, make sure we hear about it here at Reggae Space, because I know that one I got hit.
Yeah, but give tags. Kind of probably even want some of the younger artists them too. One of the artists them that me rate enough is Jah Cure.
Oh, you know. Yes.
So if we can find Cure anytime at all, if him says singer right, the song come give me could see it. But there's another bridge that me rate certain way, him have a certain kind of emotion.
Yes.
Yeah, man, and it's undeniable. And I love our opportunity to sing with a virgin like that as well, you know?
You might need to be quick because you just get married and you never know after you get married, you know?
Achoo! Achoo!
Yes, he might have some pulls on his time nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah, man, you're right about that. You're right about that. But go see what can happen still. Yeah.
All right, then. Now, I have a next tune that I want to play. I did have the Lute and Fire to play, but we're running out of time. But one tune I did definitely want to play is Getting Enough. It's, to me, kind of cheeky. Kind of cheeky, you know. It's saying, no, you have your man, but he's not treating you right. And he's not giving you what you deserve. You want to come check me, you know, and I will. give me the rundown on this tune. It's Jack's entitled right. Getting Enough.
All right. You see that song there? Real and truly. It never really right with the intent to tell the Empress to come check me still, you know. Okay. But me realize that was one of the things that came out of the song.
Yes.
So, as artists, we have even realized that sometimes when people receive the songs, you know what I mean, you have to really check how them interpret it still. Yeah. And I just love all interpretations of them that I get for this. Okay. But in all honesty, the song was written because, again, I've been around many sisters. Heartbroken, them tell about the king, do this, do that. To them and the king do that to them, and I always wondered to myself, then you never did know where you would pick up the man where you just don't deal with, you know. You must have something with a guide you to, you know, and men likewise, you know. Me and man and somebody say, boy, the girl a fake, or the girl this and the girl that, but me must have at least 7 things that you was looking for in that person that when you tick them off, They match that. If you just see somebody and like them because they're cute, or them skin clean, or them have white, or whatever other kind of foo-foo reasoning, yeah. Or, you know, I just feel her vibes when I'm around her, I just feel her vibes. That song is trying to say to you, that really isn't enough. Yeah. If you're going to choose a lifelong partner, if it's somebody to just spend a few months, or a night with, or a couple months with, that probably can pass.
Right.
But don't tell me, say you're looking for a partner to settle down with and build a life with or whatever, and you don't know what you're looking for. Right. So the question, that's why I ask the question, are you getting, you know, you really sure that you're getting what you say you want out of it?
I see. Because it's true, when, you know, when people do hitch up and have their partner, you know, it might not be working, but still they stay with them for whatever reason. And this is exploring what reasons you have and why you are staying, yes?
True word.
Something, baby. Have you ever had a man undress you with his mind, touch you with his soul, then love your body very slow? Then you found love. And if he checks upon you every single day and never stays too long to make your body ache, then you know, yes, you know, you found love. So are you getting enough? Are you getting enough? Are you, baby? Lady, oh,
Because this track is, it have a video associated with it as well, isn't it, Asante?
Run up by me again, sir, I didn't hear.
Yeah, this track, it have a video as well, is that right?
Yeah, man, we have a music video for this song, yeah, man. So we try to tell the story in the video.
Yes, well, this is what is in my mind, you see. I see you across the road from the woman, and she's seeing off her husband in the morning, and your sweet singing to her and asking her these questions, and you and I link up in the garden and thing.
Yeah, man, because it's true, because we are seeing every day we are watch her.
Right.
We see the king left her in Ghana working, Ghana this and Ghana that. Yet him have a woman out the road. Yeah. She did that play a good housewife.
Yes.
Yet when you really check her, she's sad. So me if you did that, ask her, say, Empress, you really you so me if you did that, spruce her up too, so if I rub the cheek and offer her little fruits as well while we're at it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yes, because I'm sure there's enough woman and men as well, you know, they're with the partner and they're really not sure why they're their partner, you see me?
Yeah, and that is a dread thing in life, don't you?
Yeah.
There were some people for like 20, 30 years, and when you really check it out, them say, well, me then they done there with them already, I have a youth with them already.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to work with, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm very glad that you spent the time with us. I have to say, Asante, man, it's been great listening to your music. It's been great listening to you give us some reasoning and such. I do wish you the best of luck in the future, and you might have noticed, I don't know if you're on the website, but you can see that we have a bunch of your links been flowing through the shout box. But I
want I want big up every shout box. I have a big up Dag to the fullest. Yo, Dag, you know, ramp. Enough love, my sister. And big up everybody else, higher purse, you know what I mean? Cologne, massive. Janita, Gaza. Me know, say Empress named Gaza and everything, too. I want to big up everybody, man. Trust me. I want to big up everybody. Trust me. Enough respect.
And I want to give you the opportunity to make people know where they can either link you up or link to find your material as well.
All right. Cool. Give thanks for that opportunity as well. Well, for those who want to link me up, right? I want to link me up on the Facebook. You just go to the Facebook and put in Asante Amen. My pages pop up, both my page and my fan page. Also, you can check me out at www.highpriestrecords.weebly.com. There you will see my bio, you'll see the music videos, you got free download of the album, as well as the link to my other artist Kira Roots that we have on the label that we're going to be putting out more material of later on here. Well, basically, if I make a Facebook and you go on my website,
yeah,
you kind of get everything. If you're going to YouTube, once you go to YouTube, just put in Asante Amen. Videos come down on my page, which is Per and Carmen Music, will come up. Just interact with me on YouTube as well, you know.
All right, King. As I say, we have your links them going through the shout box, and I know say that Higher Purse is amongst those who have already hit the link and downloaded your tunes, just like you would like.
Yeah, man. No respect to Higher Purse for that. Trust me, good brethren.
Yeah. Many thanks for your time. I got one more tune I want to play. You mentioned it earlier. It's the collaboration with Loot and Fire and yourself, Not Afraid. And we got a few more minutes in the hour, and we'll see one more question maybe after this, okay?
Yeah, man, I'm cool.
All right.
Jah gave the word,
why
and great is the company of those that publish it.
Why
Hey,
we're not afraid to talk the truth, burn the fire root. Cause if we don't talk it out, the youths are gonna progress. We're not afraid to talk it out. Yo, Luton, we're not afraid to talk it out. We're not afraid to talk the truth, burn the fire root. Cause if we don't talk it out, the youths are gonna progress. We're not afraid to talk it out. Yo, Luton, we're not afraid to talk it out.
Them can't tell me, say me talk too much. We know that loose sleep, you know, sit there. Runnings get rougher. Take this to town public, we no cruffer. No call the youths, them want this when the system a bluff. These words may be hot, but the Rasta now go tell them say hush. So tell me why you did the youth them be gun fi boss. Only fit the money them a lose. Hey, such so faith is hey, a must.
Hey, so we not afraid for truth, burn the fire red. Cause if we not talk it out, the youths are gonna progress. We not afraid to talk it out. Yo, Luton, we not afraid to talk it out. Yo, we not afraid to talk the truth, burn the fire red. Cause if we not talk, youths are gonna progress. We not afraid to talk it out. Yo, me and Luton, we not afraid to talk it out. Because them pollute the food and the youth them mine, and influence the youth them fi bust carbine. But it not go work in a time. Rastafari, they have to remind you about your nobility. So don't you trade your freedom for a plate of vanity. No, or you will always be a victim of your own simplicity. So we not afraid to talk the truth, burn the fire. Cause if we not talk it out, the youth will progress. We not afraid to talk it out. Your loot and we not afraid to talk it out.
Another great track in my opinion. Luton is a great artist in his own right, but he seems to be a good artist to do collaborations with. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I agree with that, because you notice there's a bridge where you see do enough collaboration with enough artists. And one thing with Luton, for ever focus on the mission in terms of what the message ought to be,
yeah,
you know. And he's a real warrior up on the back of field, you know. And any bridge where me see really, I try to defend a certain standard and caliber of the music, you know what I mean, and has the real right to. Yeah, man, it's always an honor and a pleasure to collaborate with energies like
yes,
that, you know?
Yes, yes, he seems a very professional artist, and, you know, to be able to collaborate with a lot of people, you know, it's not just just sing your part, but, you know, there needs to be a bit of a rapport as well, you know?
Yeah, man, because, you see, at the end of the day, you see, that is my, I think, one of the things that may really bug me sometimes, though. You know, you hear a lot of songs, yeah? Songs with good message, you know, and inspirations and thing with some artists where potentially when you hear the two names, you say, wow, that single is supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
But when you hear it, something missing, you know, you have to wonder, what is it?
Yeah.
Is it the rhythm that, what, they never really vibe before them do the song? Wah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't feel like we can waste these precious moments when we get an opportunity to come together. You know what I mean? We have to really make the cause. Is the same reason why Bob was able to conquer the world with reggae music. Bob was mystical, you know. When I come back now, as I come forward now to really check the history of reggae music and really check Bob now and check how Bob deal with it, fast forward to Ghana City, can how Ghana City deal with it. You can't take the spirituality out of what they're doing. It is right there. It is vivid.
Yeah.
Peter Tosh likewise, it vivid. Jacob Miller, it vivid. I feel like at this, so yes. I don't know if I the food, but something, you know, we need that thing there, because some people right now, them like reggae music, the music all right, but it now pull them the way it fear, pull them, it now feed them the way it fear, feed them,
yeah.
And that me want to be a part of that resurgence.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, yeah, amongst that number, I think you're safely amongst that number. Resurgence of real reggae music. For you to have spent some time with us here tonight. I'm wondering if there's any opportunity for people to see you live outside of the Jamaica. You have any plans to tour? Have any been up?
Well, you know, so right now, Brother Yenis, I will probably use this opportunity to tell everybody out there listening that I am ready and available for such opportunities if they present themselves.
Okay.
You know, right now we don't have anything lined up, but we are always ready for that. You know what I mean? Always ready.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure that will that will go down on the recording of this interview, and you know, people from far and wide who don't hear it live will hear the recording and may hopefully get in touch with you, because there's enough people outside of your locality that want to hear you, King.
Yeah, man, give thanks for that, my family. Give enough thanks for that.
All All right. As I say, it's been great having you with us. Really appreciate you spending time, because I know you're a busy man. And I hope you have every success in the future with the LP and the ones that are going to drop next year. Hopefully we link up again when they drop, because I'm sure they will be of high quality, just as this one is. And we can, reason and chat about your output then. And hopefully, give it a push like it deserves. You see me?
Yeah, Milan. I just want to say to the eye, I want to say to Doug, I want to say to everybody in the show box, I want to say to everybody listening who didn't log in but them have the radio play, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to I and I, and sharing this interview. I want to thank the divine creator and sustainer of all things, Yahweh, the Almighty, who sustains life and creation to the fullest. And hopefully for all those who hear the album, I hope that it really rests upon your heart and you get the energy, the spirituality, the essence that I was trying to put into it. And yet you will also be able to spread it around as well. Yendis, thank you so much. May the divine creator sustainer continue to guide the eye in what you're doing and expand the eye to the fullest as much as is humanly possible.
Big respect, King. Big respect.
Amen.
And you have perfect a good day and successful career.
Give thanks, my brother. One perfect love.
Yeah, this is San Temenino. I just want the listening audience to know that my album, my Over the Years, The Underground Project, is out now. Make the item. Just go to my website, High Priest Records website, at http://highpriestrecords.weebly.com, and get a copy. Digest the message that is on it. Let me know what I didn't feel about it. So as me I say, my album, Asante Amen's debut underground album, Over the Years, The Underground Project, is out now. Go get a copy. Let me know. Go on, Rasta. Blessed love.